Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside hour three of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Oh!
And clearly the story of the night, the lack of an effort from the Dallas Cowboys. They show up and get boat raced by the Cardinals. It hasn't been this bad since the Cardinals beat the Cowboys and Jerry Maguire. 38-10. Kyler Murray, not even a great night. He's 9 out of 24 throwing the football, but it doesn't matter. Because he throws for two touchdowns. He runs for a touchdown. Even Kenyon Drake got in on the action.
Yeah, the Drake.
As you used to love the Drake, then you hated the Drake. Now people love the Drake again.
No, they hated the Drake, though, because I don't think, even against the Cowboys, I don't know how much people trusted him with Chase Edmonds hanging around.
Chase Edmonds did not really carry the ball tonight. Drake goes for 164 and two touchdowns. So suddenly everybody is loving the Drake again. But what kind of night was it for the Dallas Cowboys? Well, it was kind of like this.
Snap to Murray. Drops back to throw. Looking deep. Airing it out. Middle of the field. He's got Kirk. It's caught at the 40. Kirk at the 30. The 20. 15. 10. 5. Touchdown. An 80-yard strike. Kyler Murray to Christian Kirk. Two touchdowns for Kirk now in the game. A run play to the right for Dallas that goes for about 1 yard, and that's going to do it. The Arizona Cardinals pummel the Dallas Cowboys at AT&T Stadium in Kyler Murray's homecoming. He throws for two scores, runs for another.
Cowboys Radio Network on the call, so the Cowboys go down to defeat. And joining us now on the hotline, a man who put this tweet out 20 minutes ago. Let me read to you from this dramatically. I've been a Cowboys fan since 1981. There's been ups and downs, more downs in the last 20 years. But the fact remains and will remain. This sounds like a wedding toast. But the fact remains and will remain. Jerry Jones ain't won poop emoji without Jimmy Johnson. The Switzer title was JJ's team. And he won't win poop emoji in the near future either. Hashtag soured. The author of that tweet joins us now. He is a Fantasy Sports Hall of Famer. He is Sports Illustrated, Fantasy, Senior Fantasy Expert Insider, Grand Poobah. I forget his exact title, but for now he's just going to be Michael from Dallas. Michael Fabiano joins us now. Fabs, how you doing, man?
My current title is Disgruntled Cowboys Fan, but it's not like I haven't been here before. Like, being a Cowboys fan has not been all, cookies and rainbows, as Elliot Harrison would say, over the last 20 years. Like, let's look back. Jason Garrett was not the best coach. Obviously, this wasn't his fault because now Mike McCarthy is there. Probably wishes he had stayed retired at this point, right? And the point is, Jerry Jones hasn't done anything to bring home a title or even come close to bringing home a title. Since 95, when Barry Switzer won a title with Jimmy Johnson's team. And you know, Jerry's made some signings through the years, and there were some teams that were supposed to be competitive. There was the one team with Romo and T.O. that went 13-3 and looked like it could potentially get to the Super Bowl, and then the divisional round, the Cowboys shoot themselves in the foot. That was one of Wade Phillips' teams, and lose to the Giants. They go on to win the Super Bowl, which was sort of a double kick in the onions, too, because I'm a Cowboys fan who grew up in the tri-state area, so I'm not a big fan of the New York Giants. But I feel like the only thing worse right now than being a Cowboys fan is rooting for the Jets. And the Jets are very lucky.
No, see,
the
you
Jets
know what
are
you're
very
expecting,
lucky
though.
That the Cowboys are not on their schedule, because that would mean the Jets would win a game and potentially lose out on Trevor Lawrence.
You've watched the Jets, haven't you?
Brother, did you watch this game tonight?
No, I'm just saying, if you've watched the Jets, you can't tell me they're beating the Cowboys.
Did you watch this game tonight? Our offensive line is trashed with injuries. We have Andy Dalton under center. Okay, Joe Flacco's worse. Still, this team should not have a win. We should be in the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes. Maybe we will be at the end of the season. I have no idea. We should not have a win. The only way that the Cowboys win a game is because Atlanta is horribly coached, and obviously that coach is no longer employed by the franchise, but the Cowboys should not have a win this season. It's been just awful. The Giants could have beaten us as well. We stink. I'm just soured. And you know what makes it even worse is that Drake run at the end of the game not only put the nail in the Cowboys' coffin, and I think we're done. Forget, I don't care how bad the division is. Anybody who wins the NFC East should give that playoff berth to the team with the best record outside of the division, because none of those teams deserve to go to the playoffs. That cost me a win in the Allison Chains League, so I lost to Michael Bublé this week. Because Drake...
Wait. You got Bublé?
I played against Bublé, and he had Drake, and I was looking like I was going to eke out a win. I figured, okay, well, I wanted Arizona to get that first down because then they run the clock and the game's over. They're just going to kneel on it. And, of course, the Drake, who I hate, runs it, what was it, 69 yards for the touchdown. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's brutal. I mean, you know,
it was
one
the perfect
things,
amount to blank you.
It was terrible, right? Right, exactly. So, I mean, I know how it feels to be a Jets fan tonight. Let's just put it that way. You just feel horrible. You feel like there's no future, like you're not going to win another game the rest of the season, although in the Jets' case, it's probably true.
Listen, if the Jets' offense played the Cowboys' defense, I really wonder what would happen.
Dude,
what would happen?
Washington has got the Cowboys coming up on the schedule. I start them all. I don't even care if I know who they are. I'm starting them all. Kyle Allen,
it's the J.D. McKissick breakout game.
J.D. McKissick in. Start him. Start him.
John Riggins going to start John Riggins. Start Riggins.
Terry McLaurin is going to go for 10 catches and 150 next week. You watch.
Art Monk, start Art Monk next week. Start him.
All of
start
them.
Jay Schrader.
All of them. You want to go back.
Wow.
We can go back a ways, Smith. We can go back a ways with that. But, yeah, and from a fantasy standpoint, it's almost like the defense that's playing against the Jets every week is a great start, so go pick up the Bills if they're available. But whoever the Cowboys are playing, you want to play their players. Christian Kirk was one of my sleepers this week, just because, and he hadn't done anything all season long, just because he's playing the Cowboys. Odell Beckham Jr., who since he's gone to Cleveland has been an abject fantasy disaster, okay? His best game as a member of the Browns came against the 2020 Dallas Cowboys, right?
True.
And I had maybe gotten a little excited because Van Der Esch was back tonight, a little bit excited, and yeah, 38 points later. And you know what? I've been complaining for the last couple of weeks. Why don't the Cowboys try to get Earl Thomas? I don't know what kind of stink he's got on him, but at least he could help. Now to hell with it. Who cares? I hope the Cowboys don't win another game.
All
the
stories,
the season,
Mike, are not good. You don't want him in the locker room.
I get it. But I don't want the Cowboys to win another game. And this is me being a Cowboys fan, because we need to build for something in the future, right?
It doesn't matter. You're not getting Trevor Lawrence from
garbage.
Us.
No, I
you're
don't
not getting
want Trevor Lawrence. I don't. You're listen. You're not playing the Cowboys this year, so you won't win a game. So you're fine, right? The Dolphins just wiped the floor with you guys. I mean, you're awful, but the Cowboys are awful also.
I love that we're just arguing over which team is worse.
My
this
team sucks. Meanwhile, the Bears are 5-1, and
Harman,
you have everybody
Harman,
tell you they're just a shade above those two teams.
Harman, I mean, last year I was disappointed because the Cowboys had pretty high expectations and stunk, right, and blew it at the end of the season. And even if they made the playoffs, who cares? They were going to get whooped anyways. But, like, I honestly truly feel like I'm rooting for the Jets right now. I have lost all hope. I don't want to win a game the rest of the year. It's week 7 coming up, and I already want to tank for whoever the Cowboys could potentially get at number 2, because Trevor Lawrence will be going number 1 to, in all likelihood, the Jets.
And that's all we need to do. We just need to have our house in order for middle of January when Trevor Lawrence has to decide whether he's going to go to the NFL. And we just got everything in place. We have plenty of time. We got plenty of time to get our house in order.
We fired Williams. We fired Gase.
Well, Gase is going to be the coach until the end of the year, right?
Yeah.
Because why like get rid of a coach and have to pay another one? Who cares at this point? You guys suck. But
they'd actually try.
Yeah, no. I have Gase right where I want him right now. We're not scoring it. He's an offensive genius, and the offense is terrible. We're fine. We're absolutely good.
Gosh. And you know what was funny, too? What was the thing that he said that, like, once we get to level 10, then maybe we'll talk about me not calling the plays? Right now we're at level 2?
Yeah.
Isn't that how they call Scientology?
I mean, at what point does he get fired? Like, level 6 or 7? Like, I mean, come on, dude.
No.
But honestly, like Smith, this is what we should do the rest of the year. We should have a fun little wager. We can bet lunch or something like that. From here on out, which defense gives up the most points and the most yards the rest of the year, and which offense scores the fewest points and has the fewest yards the rest of the year? Because I think it's going to be damn close.
I don't get the head start. I don't get to use that minus 110 point differential to my advantage here.
No, because this has to go off with Andy Dalton as the quarterback. You get no Dak Prescott game.
All right. Okay. So from here on out, whose offense scores the most points and whose defense allows the most points.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
I think we can have a little bit of fun with that.
I dig that. That's good. Okay. Very good. The Cowboys have scored 173 points. The Jets have scored 75. So that's where we're at going forward.
How many points did we score with Dalton tonight? 10. There you go.
How many points did we score yesterday? Zero.
Zero.
So
there are like 7 shutouts
really
a year.
Close.
This is one of them.
Dude, Frank Gore said after the game yesterday, he was mad because he said, we can't wait till the fourth quarter to get our offense going. We didn't score a point. What did we do in the fourth quarter? We didn't score a point. Just because, we didn't lose 28 yards on a sack in the fourth quarter. Well, you know, we actually had a couple of plays where we gained 8 yards on 3 plays, so we got to get it going there. I mean, this is... Wow.
Well, hey, man, for me, I've got a few shares of Jameson Crowder, so I'm loving him. The rest of the team, I mean, it's trash. The good thing, at least, the Cowboys will have some fantasy value, not nearly as much as they had when Dak was under center. But, you know, Cooper still had a game tonight. CeeDee Lamb got targeted a ton in the second half. I mean, Zeke, geez Louise, with the fumbles. I mean, really, come on, dude. I mean, you're the centerpiece of this offense now, and you're doing that in the first quarter? Brutal. Just brutal. Just typical. And anybody out there who says, oh, boo-hoo, you're a Cowboys fan. Listen, man, we haven't done jack poopy nothing since 1995. All right? We haven't been to an NFC championship game in how long? They ran a graphic during the game. Did you see that? The Cowboys were up on a board with, like, the Lions and the Browns, like the teams who hadn't gotten to a conference championship game in the longest time.
Yeah.
I mean, making a character called Jack Poopy Nothing.
We were there back-to-back in 2009 and 2010.
That's right, back with the butt fumble under center. Yeah, that's great, man.
Man, before you got famous on The Masked Singer. And now we had the butt interception yesterday, so it's come full circle for us.
I saw that. So, anyways, if you guys take anything from our little chat, next week you start all your football team members, including Kyle Allen, and play the Bills against the Jets. And Andy Dalton, that was awful. Dalton had like this whole trend of like stinking in primetime, and apparently that stink has followed him from Cincinnati to Dallas.
All right, well, before we let you go, Fabs, let's do this. Let's give your fantasy. I'm going to give you the Redskins wide receivers, and you tell me yes or no whether to play them next week. You ready?
Wait, I don't know what that team is. What team are you speaking of?
I'm going to give you the Washington football
team. You don't work for the NFL anymore.
Are you talking about the team formerly known as the Redskins?
I'll give you the Washington football team wide receiver. Well, because in the past they were the Redskins. So here you go. You ready?
I'm just messing with you. I know.
Start or not. You ready? Here we go. Gary Clark.
Start him.
Pierre Garçon.
Start him.
Leonard Hankerson.
Start him! That was a Leonard Hankerson.
You like that? That guy pulled Leonard Hankerson out. Sure.
Wow.
All right.
Well done, dude. Well done,
Alfred
man.
Alfred Morris is going to come back and run, too.
Start all of them. Start them all. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, dude. The defense is so bad. What's crazy is that Nuke only had 2 catches in this game tonight. I thought he would go bananas against the Cowboys, and it was Christian Kirk and the Drake, who I still hate.
But Fabs, Kyler Murray wasn't good. He was good with his legs.
He had 9 completions, dude.
Yeah, 2 of them carried 140 yards.
That's all you need. That's all you need. All you need to do is complete nine passes against the Cowboys, and you'll put up 38 points. This is just how bad this defense is. Like, honestly, this defense might end up going down in history as one of the worst defenses in the history of the National Football League in terms of points allowed and total yards allowed. Honestly, like, every week, it's just crazy how many points this defense is giving up. It's unbelievable. I can't wait until the football team. This team doesn't have a name, and they're going to kick our ass next week.
The Cowboys have allowed 218 points so far this year. Nobody else has even hit 200. This is where the Cowboys are.
Not even the Jets?
6 weeks. No.
Not even the Jets?
185, oh, buddy. We look like the 85 Bears compared to you guys.
No kidding. It's like the sack exchanges back with Klecko and Gastineau and Marty Lyons, man.
Michael Fabiano, you can follow him on Twitter at Michael_Fabiano. Hey, let's have a nice song to play Fabiano off with here. I feel bad about the Cowboys. Let's listen to it for a second. You know who this is, Fabs?
I have no idea what this is.
Really? You have no idea who this is?
What is it?
Well, listen to the voice. You know who that is, Fabs?
It sounds familiar, but I do not know off the top of my head who that
is, dude. That's Michael Bublé.
That is Bublé.
Is it Bublé?
I celebrate the whole catalog. You fraud!
Admittedly,
good God, man!
Bublé is a good man. I wouldn't know any of his songs. It's not metal, man. You know how I am, Smith.
Yeah, but still, this is Bublé. This is the full Bublé right here, though. I mean, this is like
this
the height of
power. I'm Smith Bublé in a mall singing this at full throat.
Wow. Well, I got the full Bublé tonight with the Kenyon Drake run to break my heart at the end of the night.
That's the move, the full Bublé.
Thanks a bunch, buddy, for picking up the phone.
That should be my new team name, the full Bublé.
There you go. Change to the full Bublé right there. Done.
You got it.
All right. I'm going to collect on that bet we have. Thanks a bunch, Fabs. Appreciate it, buddy. I'll talk to you, man. Oh, you know what? I forgot. Like, what? Wait. Who wins the bet, Harmon? Do I win if the Jets score more points than the Cowboys, or if they score less points than the Cowboys? Who wins that bet? We made
the
bet, but I
don't know.
I think
you got to score less.
Okay, so it's whoever's team is worse.
I think it's an effort and futility. Yes.
Right. Okay, so if the Jets give up more points than the Cowboys the rest of the season, I win.
Correct.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. All right, sounds good. All right, that sounds the way we should bet Cowboys and Jets. It should absolutely happen that
so
way.
So angry. Oh, take him away goodness from the NFL and the gloves come off, man. Wow.
We were just arguing whose team is worse. No. My team is
worse. I wanted
worse,
to actually ask some other football questions. Like, no, you know how bad my team is? It's like you guys were playing dozens.
Oh, my God. Twitter at I'm out of Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Garvin live from the Geico Studios. Always great stuff with Michael Fabiano. We got more on the other Monday game, the Monday day football game we had. Plus, why going for two really didn't make sense in two big games from this weekend. We got all that and more coming up next right here as you get the full Bublé here on Fox. This is not Bublé. This is not Bublé, T-shirt. This is not Bublé.
This should be Bublé.
It's not Bublé. It's not even Nickelback.
Did somebody just say Nickelback?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I didn't know that Dikembe Mutombo was the lead singer of Drowning Pool. I didn't know that.
The more you know.
Oh. So I learned something new every day.
I learned so many things.
Welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, live from the Geico Studios. Thanks to Michael Fabiano for stopping by as the Cowboys just have an absolutely miserable night losing to the Arizona Cardinals in a game which Kyler Murray completed 9 passes, and it doesn't matter because they still scored 38 points to beat the Cowboys 38-10. We'll have more on this.
Yeah, the key was two of them went for 140 yards, Smith.
That is a big key,
buddy.
He did
virtually nothing with the rest of his passing game. But there is one thing we learned.
Yes, we did.
Is that all those times you've said, hey, hold me up as the example for how bad it could be as a fan. Right now, Michael Fabiano might actually be worse. His team was supposed to have hope.
But his quarterback got hurt. My team was supposed to be, we're just terrible, and now I got to stress for the next 10 weeks. This is the thing about being a Jets fan, is that usually, you know, sports stress that comes is kind of fun because you think you spend all week thinking about a big game when your team is good, or you have big expectations of making the playoffs or winning the division. You know, that's cool and that's fun. Oh, we got a big game on Sunday. We got this. We got this. No. I go to watch every game, and now I got a stress going. If we win, we screw up Trevor Lawrence. Because too many, it's not like the Jets are by far and away the worst team in the National Football League, okay? They are the worst team in the NFL. The one-win teams are by far and away better, but it doesn't matter because it's just one win. The Bengals have one win. The Texans and the Jaguars have one win. The Chargers have one win. Everybody but the bleeping Cowboys in the NFC East has one win. The Vikings have one win. The Falcons have one win. You're talking about 10 teams that have one win. So if the Jets just screw up just this much, and I want it on the Top Gun line, but I'm not going to. They screw up just this much, and they go from, hey, we pick first, now we're going to pick seventh. I mean, that's so now every week I watch going, boy, we're going to screw this up by winning. I felt that way yesterday because that really was, and just think about it, that was the last time the Jets were going to have a winnable game for a while, and they lost 24-0. Okay, I mean, that was the last time they win, and it wasn't even close, and they were never competitive. No matter what happens, who are they? Are they going to beat the Bills or the Chiefs or the Patriots? Those three teams are just going to show up and win. So it doesn't matter. Then you got the Chargers. Even though one win, the Chargers clearly are a good team. They had a quarterback change. It worked out well. They've lost a couple of games late, but the Chargers clearly they're a decent football team. Then you have the Dolphins again, who suddenly they may wind up being near the top of the AFC East when it's all said and done. Then it's Raiders, Seahawks, Rams, Browns, Patriots. All those teams are good. They're not going to win, but boy, all they got to do is just show up one week and say, oh, screw it, we're going to do it. I don't know what week it's going to be, and I like to think that we just passed by the last time we're going to have Farrell to worry about it, but I don't know. So now I'm going to stress watch the Jets going, we could really screw up if we really win. I mean, I'm not feeling comfortable until we get down like three touchdowns. Then I feel good. When we're down three touchdowns, I feel okay. We don't have enough offense to come back from this, so I'm okay. So you get that three touchdown lead, I start feeling good when I'm watching the game. That's where I'm at.
Okay, good. You know, as long as you get that sense of peace, you know, there's another thing you could do is just go for a nice long walk, watch the other game. Although this week, look, I ranted about this the other day. I'm going to do it again. This 9-2 nonsense is for the birds, okay? Two games in a window, especially when one of them is Jets-Dolphins, is really unfair to America. And I know
that
you
really
have
was
to switch
bad.
Things up.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, you know, look, other games would have happened, but COVID had to change up a lot of things. But usually you don't get that till the end of the season where, all right, there's only a couple of late games just because they don't like to give cold weather teams late games and you only get a couple in the 1 o'clock window. But just because of that, but you're going back and forth going, man, it's either Tampa Bay and Green Bay, and that game hasn't been close since the first quarter. So, all right, I'll flip over. Oh, man, I don't want to watch this. You know what? Oh, could they jump up the World Series? Can they move that up? Can they move up Dodgers and Braves Game 7 so they can start that now? Because that was a long afternoon yesterday.
No, they can't do it until Tampa and Green Bay's done, damn it.
That was a long afternoon yesterday, man, I'll tell you. It really was. Look, here's the thing. To go 0-16, I get how difficult it is. I get it. It's because you think at some point somebody's going to win. They're going to win a game. Most teams, as bad as you are, you win three games a year. But here's a Jets team that has expansion-level talent, maybe even less. Because like I said, they only have about three or four guys that could start on another team in the NFL. That's it. They only have three. That's how bad this roster is. That's how bad they are. You have a coaching staff that hates each other. Okay, because you have Adam Gase and Greg Williams yelling at each other before the game yesterday because Adam Gase was unhappy that on Friday night, Greg Williams blamed the offense for putting the defense in bad positions. All right, Greg Williams, who probably just screwed his chance of becoming the Jets head coach by doing that. So now the coaches hate each other. They're bad coaches. They're coaching bad players. Adam Gase was never a good coach. Greg Williams was a good coach when he had good players, but the Jets have gotten rid of all the good players. I mean, it's not like he had that many to begin with. So that's bad. So you have a bad talent level. You have bad coaching that's going to stay because you're not going to screw this up by bringing in somebody with fresh ideas that's going to say, hey, guess what, guys? I figured out how to unlock Sam Darnold's potential. We're going to go 4-12. No, you can't do that. And then you look at the schedule, and the schedule is difficult. No matter what kind of team you have, forget about the Jets for a second. Just think if it was your right. Think about the Bears, right? That your Bears team, all the problems you have at 5-1, right? All the Bears, my Bears are 5. They got so many problems, right? If you saw a schedule that was Bills, Chiefs, Patriots, Chargers, Dolphins, right? That's your next 5 games. You're thinking, okay, with a decent team, that's maybe a couple of wins, maybe 2-3. The
two
Bills'
and three
defense
or three
is really
and two
good.
Would be the
exactly.
First blush.
Yep. Right? Then it's Raiders, Seahawks, Rams, which are probably 3 losses. And then it's Browns, Patriots, which is probably 2 more losses. Now, you never know at the end of the year, depending where teams are at, if they've quit and they're done. You have no idea. But those are games where even if you're a good team, there's not many wins you can count on. And now you go back and say, okay, now you're the worst team in the NFL. Who are you going to beat? Who's going to show up and play so badly that they're going to lose a game to the Jets? I mean, who's going to show up and be so bad? I mean, Grant, yes, any given Sunday, you're going to have. Who's going to show up and be that bad? Nobody. You look at a Dolphins game and go, okay, it'll be a Ryan Fitzpatrick 4 interception game. That'll do it. The Jets are winning turnover battles, and they're still not scoring points and winning.
Well, I mean,
what did the Jets have against the Broncos, right? They had 3 interceptions and a pick 6, and they still lost the game. I mean, seriously, that's how bad it is.
No, I mean, you go down through their team, and there's nothing there. I mean, Jamison Crowder is going to catch a bunch of balls over the middle for 8 yards a pop. That's it. That is your offense as it goes. And right now, they're not even beating the spread, and we've gotten well into the double digits.
Mm-hmm.
Every week, this week was double digits. They didn't score. 24 zip, Tua Tagovailoa.
If you had taken
Zoom calls with his parents after the game.
I'm surprised you didn't do it actually in the huddle. Look, Mom, it's the Jets. So just I'm going to keep you right here, okay? So just watch. I mean, it's the Jets.
Run this
so
play with fine. Me right now, Mom. Man. Come on now.
Hey, Mom and Dad, say hi to everybody in the huddle. That's Miles, right? Miles. All right. Say hi to Miles. Miles, all right, great. I don't know
by
a
that
lot
point,
of your names.
It was the Matt Breida show. So bad, man. It really is next level.
That's the way it is. It's really, really bad. But speaking of bad, because we talked about this a couple seconds ago, there were 2 teams yesterday that went for 2 points in big situations that I just back up and go, this is why the rule is apt and correct when it says you only go for 2 when you have to. All right, first you have Belichick and the Patriots, who were down 18-9 to the Broncos yesterday. Oh, by the way, what about Cam Newton is great. He's back. We'll have that another night. They score to go down 18-9, and they go for 2 to try to make it 18-11. I don't know why, and I don't know why people are defending Bill Belichick. He said, well, it was the right call at the time. No, if you kick the extra point, you're down by 1 score. If you get the 2-point conversion, you're still down by 1 score. If you go for 2 and don't get it, which is what happened, guess what? You're down 2 scores. I don't know why you would make that decision to go for 2 when you didn't have to, because mentally, that is crushing for your football team. Football team doesn't. If you're down 18-10 or 18-11 mentally, the team doesn't care because they know, okay, we're down 1, touchdown. We score, we get 2-point conversion, that's it. But you decided to make it a 2-score game there, and I don't understand. I mean, that especially with a limited offense, because the Patriots are going to have to do it now with a limited offense. I don't get why they decided we're going to go for 2 here in this situation. And you can't defend it because there was no great outcome that tells you, okay, this would have done it. And don't give me all the saber metrics and they tell you should do this. It's pretty easy. If you kick the extra point, you're down a score. Everybody's feeling good. If you go for 2 and get it, you're down a score. Everybody's feeling good. But if you don't get it, that is crushing. It is crushing. And that's what happened to the Patriots. I didn't get it.
Well, I mean, you're still instilling some confidence, and that's not what lost it. You gave up 6 field goals. I mean, and your offense sputtered, and we talked about it a little bit earlier. You have no downfield weapons. James White is really your best weapon on offense in this spot. For the one or two, that didn't make or break it. And if you're dejected after not getting a 2, then just hang up your helmets. Much like a lot of the Cowboys should have done. by the fourth quarter tonight. Just say, you know what, I'm tapping out. And when we saw DiNucci in, I mean, that said it all. But for the Patriots, no, I have no problem with it. I don't think it's one that is so egregious that it's problematic. Bill Belichick's trying to flip everything that he can, right? Because if you get it, then maybe you got a little jolt of life. You don't, you're still down a score.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, live from the Geico Studios. So there's that two-point conversion. And then there's the Romeo Crennel two-point conversion that he goes for at the end of the Texans' big comeback yesterday against the Tennessee Titans. Mm-hmm. And I don't like this for two reasons. One, because it cost me my upset special because I had the Texans getting five, and clearly look what happened. So the Texans score a touchdown to go up 36-29 with a few minutes left to go. And Romeo Crennel decides we're going to go for two. They don't get it, which allows the Titans to score at the end and easily go to overtime. Titans get the touchdown run from Derrick Henry in overtime, and they win. If the Texans go up 36-29 and you kick the extra point, you're up by a touchdown and a two-point conversion. And you force the Titans to not only say, okay, you get that touchdown, but now you got to get two. I don't know why you decide we're going to go for two to try to go up by 9 points. That part of it made no sense for a different reason from the Patriots, because this was Romeo Crennel going, look at me, I'm gutsy, I want to be a head coach. That's clear. That's the only reason, because nobody else would have done this. All right, you can go up eight and force a team to have a couple of big plays. You got to get in the end zone and a do or die play after that. It's a hard thing to do, but this is what you have to do when you're down by eight, but it's a 2-point conversion. So for you have the Patriots, who didn't need to do it, and they did it. And then you had the Texans, who didn't need to do it, but they did it because Romeo Crennel wanted to say, look at me, this is my last chance to be any kind of head coach. So I want to show you that, hey, I can make a gutsy thing, and suddenly maybe they rally around me and they love me as a coach and we move on, and suddenly maybe I get the job after this is over. Because that's clearly what Romeo Crennel did. Because in no world is we scored a touchdown, we're up seven, we're going to try to go up nine. I mean, I don't understand who does that.
I'll raise my hand and say I know why. He knew his defense wasn't stopping a damn thing. So if he got the 2 point there, he's up two possessions. Boom. That's all I need to say.
But he took – okay. So let me throw this to you. Yes, but then you're going to come down. Are you okay?
I'm great. I didn't move.
Oh, no, your mic, something happened to your microphone.
It's called a mic drop.
That's all you.
Did you try to drop the mic off your...
I did, but it's a headset, and I can't detach my head like Jack Skellington. I tried, but I failed.
Here's the thing. When you want to drop the mic, you don't have to take your head off. You just have to take the headset off and do it. Okay, your head stays attached to your body.
Okay.
Just take the headset and drop it. That'll work.
Yeah, I have no idea what generated it, but it was a good effect.
I was like, wow, are you just taking your headset off? Like you're an offensive coordinator who just saw a pick
at
the
end.
Well, I was
mad. I mean,
you take the headset off and throw it down and say, that's it, game's over. Back
it up. Andy Reid even had one of those moments earlier, and then he realized it was still attached to him.
Oh,
man. So it was like a comeback here.
Yeah, no, I get that you knew the defense was going to go down, but it wasn't good. And I get it.
Well, Deshaun Watson after they lost the coin flip.
Look, that's a flow of the game type thing where at least I get that he understood, like, our defense is not stopping them. So I'm all right with that, which is good because when a guy gets promoted and understands both sides of the football, I get it. And I get in theory what he's saying, but that you're going to make, you got to go down and score, and then we're going to make you have a do or die play. I mean, that's about all you can do as a defense. Here's your defense. Hey, just come up on one play, right? They're going to come down and score a touchdown, but stop them on one play from the 2-yard line. That's all we're asking for. And even if you do that, then we're going to overtime. I mean, I don't get Romeo. That was clearly a look at me moment from Romeo Crennel.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the Geico Studios. And we'll have more on the Cowboys' loss coming up in a few minutes, more on one quarterback everybody thinks is done, but it's actually fine. But earlier today, we got to see the Chiefs and the Bills in Monday afternoon football, which was kind of cool. Was kind of like watching a bowl game Christmas week when you're off from work and you're making food at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's like, oh, hey, yeah, the Sun Bowl is on. Well, let's watch it. Yeah, USC and Colorado State.
Sure.
So that was kind of fun. We watched the Chiefs beat the Bills in a rain-slicked field in a game that the Chiefs looked like they dominated from start to finish, right? I mean, they run for well over 200 yards in this game. You saw Clyde Edwards-Helaire with 161. I mean, Mike, this was a big effort on the ground. And the flip side of this, the crazy part is that as much as the Chiefs dominated, this was a one-score game. The Bills had the football midway through the fourth quarter. Because what the Bills were able to do, and every team watched this game and said, okay, now I understand how to slow the Chiefs down if I don't have that defense that can flush Mahomes to the middle of the field and defensive backs that can cover one-on-one deep downfield, because not every team, not every defense has what it takes to stop Mahomes. But the one thing we saw today was if you allow the Chiefs to run the football on you, or they can run, this is absolutely fine because this stops them from being dynamic, quick strike, and suddenly a game is 23-17 instead of 40-17. The Bills just needed to be able to hold the football a little bit longer and run it. They're a flawed team. They're a good team, but they're flawed. They don't have enough weapons. But when you get to the playoffs, you're a team that's in the playoffs, you have weapons. This is a way to beat the Chiefs. If you let them think they can run the football, hey, let them try to run the football down the field all day long. They won't score a lot of points, and you will be able to keep this game close. The Chiefs weren't the Chiefs, and while it was great to see them run for 245 yards, they nearly lost this game. So if you can force the Chiefs to, hey, we can run the football a bit, yeah, let them do it, because so many teams saw that today and said, you know what? If the Chiefs, if we get them running the football against us in the playoffs, hey, they're doing our job for us because we are keeping Mahomes off the scoreboard. We are not letting him light up. He only threw for 220 today, and we have a chance to pull this out with a final score at the end. It was a win for the Chiefs, but it was a blueprint for other teams.
Yeah, you didn't get hit by too many of the big plays, at least in the passing game, right? Tyreek Hill was a non-factor, just 3 catches for 20 yards. A couple of big plays, you know, for Travis Kelce, just huge catches, extending drives, and then obviously the 2 touchdown catches, the second, the toe tap in the back of the end zone. But if you have to work for longer drives, we talk about it all the time, right? One penalty here, a sack, or just a run stuff, which you didn't see many of today, quite obviously. But all of those change possession so quickly. And early in the game, though Mahomes only had 5 incompletions on the day, a couple of those were also potential giveaways. And when he puts it in harm's way, you got to finish the play. I know we always joke that's why they play defense, they can't catch. No. Now's the time to go find old Lester Hayes, get some stick'em, and make it work. So here it is. Slow it down. 2 weeks in a row where suboptimal. The Raiders with the big plays to make for a victory. Bills didn't have the same success, but at least kept it in striking range, even with Josh Allen having a subpar game.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the Geico Studios. Win for the Chiefs, but a bigger win for opponents later on this season. Coming up next, more on the Cowboys' abject failure and a quarterback everybody is killing today. But I'm telling you, it's going to be okay for him. It's not Joe Flacco. That's coming up next. Keep it right here. This is Fox.